Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody is a comedian. Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. KathyPerry.com is her website. I encourage you to go there and check it out and let her help you with your social media like she does me with ours. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Facebook, we're going to come back to Facebook in this last segment and talk about the week that they had. Now, you are a pro. You're, folks, Kathy, she's just, I hope you appreciate what a world-class expert she is in this stuff. You've known about the challenges that Facebook has come to a head for Facebook this week. You've known about this for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I've read stories about it a couple of years ago when I saw what was happening to the data with Cambridge Analytica. And
in case people don't understand what's going on, Cambridge Analytica was working with Facebook, allowed Cambridge Analytica to work with them on their data, but Cambridge wasn't always behaving properly with the data, right?
That's great. Yes, correct. What they were doing is they had a psychological profile where they would take this data and they were able to analyze everyone's based on their likes and Facebook comments. Anything that you did in Facebook, it put you into their psychological profile, and so that they knew what would get you to react a certain way. But there was an app that was created that it was like letting you see if what you were, your profile was like. So what is your, mm-hmm. you know, your digital life look like? And so a lot of people decided to do this personality profile thing, thinking, oh, it's a fun app on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was that data let them profile you really at a deep level. And not only did they take your information, then that app allowed them to take all your friends' information.
Right.
So
back to when they say, if you want to use this app, you have to turn on access to your contacts.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
when I say, no, I can do without you. Millions of people don't do that. They say yes.
Exactly. And for example, 30,000 people filled out that personality profile app, but it impacted 50 million people because it took all of their friends.
Wow.
And so it has become a huge problem. Facebook, you know, when somebody does an app like that, they're not supposed to use that information and sell it to someone else. So
right.
the people who did the app actually sold all the data to Cambridge Analytica.
Right.
And Cambridge Analytica then used that for personal gain because they had your psychological profile. Political, yes.
Yep.
And this is a global problem. This is not just
a one-off problem associated with the Trump administration, the Trump campaign.
No, it's not.
They're just one of the elements involved in this thing.
Absolutely, and you know they affected the Brexit campaign in
right.
England. They affect every world government. They're promoting this as, you know, we have all this data. We know how people are going to vote, and we can help you win your election. Obviously, that's how they approach
right.
world leaders.
Right.
So, you know, Facebook has played a very unwitting role in this, although you know, the whole name of the game is we want your data so we can sell you more stuff, obviously.
Right.
But this was taking it to a different level.
And totally allowed to happen without any concept of ethical behavior, or even if it was legal and proper and with permission, no concept of ethics at all in this thing.
No.
And
no.
Whereas if it were not digital, if this were 30 years ago, somebody would have stepped in and said, this is an unethical way to behave.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing that.
That's right.
Except I'm hoping that in the future we have some new information about ethics coming.
Yes, we do. Hey, KathyPerry.com is the website. Hey, Kathy, good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.